Can you imagine it? What it must have been like that day, as the grieving, despairing women approached the tomb, hearts breaking and eyes streaming with tears, going to treat Jesus' body with spices according to Jewish tradition. And in the back of their mind, the question, who is going to roll the stone away? Yet once they arrive, the stone has already been moved. The tomb is open. They glance at one another. What has happened? Who has moved the stone? They dash in, hurrying to check on Jesus' body. And then they freeze at the entrance of the tomb. Even in the gloom of the tomb, they can see that it is empty. Jesus' body is not there. Where could he be? What has been done with his body? They turn to look at each other again, fear and despair clear on their faces, the spices they had so carefully prepared falling from limp hands, dropping to the floor. Bright light fills the tomb, and their heads whip back around to stare in awe, fear and wonder at this new sight. Two men suddenly stand beside the women. Are they men? Surely they are more than men, as their clothes gleam as bright as lightning. In their shock and terror, the women fall down on their knees, bowing before these beings, feeling too scared to look at them any longer. The men speak. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. The living? Jesus is alive. The words slowly sink into the women's mind. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Their hearts begin to beat faster. Do they dare believe? Is it possible? The men continue speaking. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. The women remember his words. They hadn't understood them when Jesus had spoken them, but now they speak a glorious truth that the women are beginning to glimpse. The words are beginning to make sense now, if what the men said is true. Oh, please, please, let it be true. The women clutch each other's hands, squeezing tight in comfort and anticipation. They finally stop shaking long enough to pick themselves up off the floor. They know what they have to do. They have to tell the disciples. They need to know. Once they get to where the disciples are gathered, the women rush to explain everything that has happened. They speak fast, talking over each other, hands waving in excitement as they try to explain. But most of the disciples dismiss them as hysterical women. Overcome by grief, they must be hallucinating. They think this is proof as to why women are unreliable witnesses. They get so caught up in their emotions that they imagine things that aren't real. This is just nonsense. But Peter listens. He doesn't understand, doesn't really believe. But he listens, and he has to see, to check. So he too runs to the tomb. He also sees the tomb empty of everything, but the linens lying there. What can this mean? That is my dramatized retelling of Luke 24, verses 1 to 12. Of the events of that first Easter Sunday, Resurrection Day. The women found the tomb empty. Jesus has risen. He has risen indeed. It is an amazing, awe-inspiring, miraculous story. the greatest story ever to be told. Is it? Can it be true? C.S. Lewis wrote, "Christianity, if false, is of no importance, and if true, of infinite importance. The only thing it cannot be is moderately important." The events of Easter call for us to sit up and take notice. It provokes us to react. How do we react to the Easter story? As we think about that question, let's look at the ways the characters in the story reacted. The women react with both awe and joy. Once they get over their fear of the strange events, they realise what has happened. They suddenly understand that Jesus is not dead, he is alive. And perhaps they know somehow that this changes everything. They don't know why, but they know that in this moment their lives have changed forever. As you approach the empty tomb and see the folded linen strips, do you also realise that this is the moment that changes everything? Is your life changed forever by the events of Resurrection Day? The awe the women felt was tinged by a sense of reverent fear, that sense of being in the midst of something bigger than themselves, of knowing that they had witnessed something holy and awesome. For many of us, the Easter story is a familiar one, one we have heard many times, and this familiarity can lead us to become complacent and not really take in the magnitude of the events. It is good for us to stop and really immerse ourselves in the story and to allow ourselves to be truly touched, to be awestruck by what we hear. Jesus had been crucified, the most horrific and gruesome death humanity had conceived of. Everyone had witnessed the fact that Jesus was truly dead. There was no pretense, no trickery. He was gone. And yet 3 days later, Jesus rose. And he is truly alive. Again, no pretense, no trickery. There was no one impersonating him. Jesus was walking around, eating and speaking with people. The women were right to feel awestruck. They were right to feel amazed by everything they had seen, because the events are amazing. And of course, they felt overwhelming joy. Their beloved friend, teacher, mentor, Lord, that they had watched being killed, was now alive again. No longer did they have to feel the pain of grief and loss. And although they didn't realise it in that moment, because of Jesus' death and resurrection, they would never have to fear death again. Death has lost its sting. Jesus has conquered over death. For whoever believes in him will not die, but will have eternal life. The celebration and relief they must have felt when the reality began to dawn on them is unimaginable. And of course, this joy that they felt caused them to immediately run to tell the disciples. They knew that this was the most amazing news that everyone needs to hear. Who do we know that needs to hear this amazing news? Are we running and telling them all about Easter Day? The women reacted with joy and awe. And yet, when they told the disciples the news, they encountered a different reaction. Luke tells us that the disciples did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. The women had the most amazing news, and yet their words were dismissed as nonsense. How could this possibly be true? They must be hysterical. Perhaps this resonates with you. As you listen to the Easter story, perhaps you also think it must be nonsense. But I want to challenge you. Let Jesus meet with you. Although the disciples dismissed the women's testimony, they came to believe for themselves when they personally met the risen Christ. When we continue to read the rest of Luke's gospel, as well as in the other gospels, we see Jesus meeting with the disciples and proving his resurrection to them. So I invite you to ask Jesus to meet with you. Don't close your mind off to meeting with the risen Christ, because he wants you to get to know him. He wants to welcome you into his family. All you have to do is believe. Many people close themselves off to the possibility that Easter might be true, and so they miss out on having a relationship with the risen Christ, with God himself. Perhaps this part of the story resonates with you, not because of the disciples, but because of the women. They came to the disciples full of excitement, hope and joy, coming to tell the good news that Jesus is alive. And they were met with dismissal, scorn, disbelief. Their testimony was rejected as fake news. But take courage, because although they initially reacted negatively, these disbelieving men would become the apostles that would take the gospel to the world. Sometimes people will dismiss our testimony as false, but God can still work in them to lead them into faith. Keep doing your bit by spreading the news, and let God do his bit by softening their hearts. The final reaction we see is that of Peter. When the women came rejoicing with the news that Christ is risen, Peter ran immediately to check it out. He needed to know the truth for himself. He needed to learn more about what the women were talking about. He went to the tomb and saw the grave clothes lying neatly folded. And he found himself wondering about it all, needing to know what had happened. Could this all be true? If the story of Easter has intrigued you, I urge you to check it out. Read the stories, see and hear the accounts for yourself. Take time to speak with people that know Jesus. Talk with me. I'd love to chat with you about faith. Jesus is indeed risen, and he wants everyone to know, because he came, he lived, he died, and he rose again for you and for me. These events of that very first Easter, that resurrection day, demand a response. They demand that we stop and think about whether it is true and what we are going to do about it. So, do you believe that Jesus is alive? And what are you going to do about it?